Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Especially, a special shout-out goes out to America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what's over there. You might be surprised. And by the way, Book Talks America has her columns over there. I've got her putting her columns up on the homepage. So go check all that out. Okay, joining us right now from the great state of California, IA, where it's got to be doing something other than what it's doing where I'm at, because it's a blue state, and I don't know why he's still there, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. All right. All right. They're outside the window. The rowdy crowd. By the way, they all just they all just came out of the bar that's over there, so they're probably all about three times Fruit Loop, but because they got a bar in the hotel right next door to us, so I'm pretty sure that. Well, anyway, let's. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we are going to take on the president and the Biden administration. I said Biden. You heard me say that?
Oh, yeah.
Because Obama's up to his eyeballs in the middle of all this. Valerie Jarrett, the whole nine yards. This is Obama on steroids. Obama 3.0, not 2.0, but 3.0. But I want to play what Joe Biden had to say today. This is his speech. And this pretty much is the heart of the speech, the gist of what he said. And then we're going to tear this apart, because in it, he lies to the American people and the world. And here we go.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment. You know, we saw it again last night as I was coming to the Oval Office. I got the word that in South Carolina, a physician with his wife, two grandchildren, and a person working at his house was gunned down, all five. so many people, so many of the people sitting here today know that well, unfortunately. You know, they know what it's like when the seconds change your life forever. I've had the pleasure of getting to meet in awful circumstances many of you who've lost your children, your husbands, your wives. You know, they know what it's like to bury a piece of their soul deep in the earth.
Okay, Kyle, where do you want to start? The beginning?
Yes. Well, first of all, his statement about the amendments not being absolute, and then using the tried and true argument of you can't yell fire in a crowded movie house. Well, Captain, that if you were to do that, you're going to cause a lot of harm. It's almost criminal. It would be criminal to do that. Mm-hmm. But if you keep and bear arms, it's pretty much implied you can't go do criminal things with them, so maybe it is absolute.
Let me start by stating exactly what he said, word for word, and then tell you where we heard this before. No amendment in the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater and call it freedom of speech. From the beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. Want to bet?
Right.
Want to bet?
Right.
Except for machine guns, and that was outlawed after, you know, we got into the modern era. Now, this came from the Obama administration, and Barack Obama, he said these same sort of things a few years back. This is what government politicians like to say, especially Democrats, right before they're about to impinge upon your rights. Now, the phrase about yelling fire in a crowded theater is often used by people trying to curb speech without really understanding the context in which it's being used. Now, it was a non-binding dicta in a case that was then later overturned, so it was never a binding thought on anything. Joe Biden didn't mention that, did he?
Nope.
So when people use it, it reveals they're not aware of the law. Hello.
Well, again, yes, but that's, again, he's trying to create this feeling that, oh, well, yes, fire at a crowded movie house. Okay, yeah, so go ahead and just chip away at the Second Amendment then, because, you know, that seems to set the precedent. But he's very wrong about that.
Then he said, enough prayers, it's time for some action. I believe the Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchases to bypass the background checks. Well, we're going to get into that because he said something about the gun shows. I am in the middle of a bunch of gun shows. That's what I do. I'm the spokesman for some of these gun shows that are out there, Two Guys Gun Shows. And I'm going to tell you what he lied about, because boy, did he ever.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We get a lot of comments during the course of the evening on the chat room, usually, which, by the way, we'll tell you how to get into that in a minute, but it all is contingent to going to Facebook and getting into what we call the Captain's Group. That's the name of it. On your messenger, we are the Captain's Group. And what you do is you submit a request to want to get in the chat room, and then we'll put you in there. We added some people yesterday. Now, this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor, once again, is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation over time, because I do have a problem. And when I do a lot of walking or agitate or irrigate my left foot and my left ankle, which I almost lost thanks to the World Trade Center, and the swelling starts to go up my leg, the pain goes along with it. Sometimes it'll go all the way to my back. Well, the only thing that stops it, other than some hardcore medication, is Relief Factor, because Relief Factor will go right straight to the source of the pain and either lower it or eliminate it altogether, depending on the level of pain that I'm in. It is 100% drug-free. It also reduces the inflammation problem that I have. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and comes in convenient individual packets. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's what you do. You order a 3-week quick start. Take it over the 3 weeks. See what it does for you. Tens of thousands of people have found relief, and they are taking Relief Factor right now every day, just like I am, to get away from the narcotics that most of them were on. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than something that's 100% drug-free. That's good for you. How about that? So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain. and order that 1995 Quick Start, and I'm telling you, you will feel a whole lot better real soon. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, question.
Okay.
How many people live in America?
Well, upwards of 350 million, I think.
And what's the total amount of guns on record that the government knows about?
Well, it's in the neighborhood of 400 million, maybe north of there.
And how many crimes last year were committed by guns?
Well, about 11,000, yeah.
All right. And of those, just for the hell of it, how many were committed by people with rifles?
With people with rifles?
Yeah.
I think four of them, I think.
That is correct. Yeah. So we have, let's get this straight. Joe Biden says we have an epidemic, right?
Okay.
An epidemic, by his definition, is pretty small, isn't it? Because we don't have an epidemic. And furthermore, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to set the record straight right now, because as a spokesman for Two Guys Gun Shows, I do all their advertisements, I come and I do personal appearances at the gun shows. A comment that was made by President Joe Biden yesterday was an outright blatant lie, and he knew it.
Yes, well, of course he does.
He said no background checks were required for gun shows. Oh, yes, they are. And he was talking about people walking around selling guns individual and this, that, and the other. Well, not at a gun show, because part of the rules and the regulations of a gun show is if you walk in there as a dealer with a rifle or a shotgun strapped over your shoulder like people do, with a sign that says for sale, or a pistol on your hip that says for sale, or make me an offer or something like that, guess what you have to do inside the gun show even though you're a private individual?
Get a background check done.
On the person you're selling the weapon to.
Yep.
Absolutely. So where does the word, yes, they have to have background checks at a gun show, whether you're a private seller, mano a mano, or a dealer to the public, where does that not fit the true when I just got done telling you it is a law, a federal law, it is enforced, the dealers are very stringent about doing that at the gun shows. He lied through his freaking teeth.
Well, Captain, this goes into something else he said, too. He said it's actually a public health crisis having to do with guns or gun violence in the United States. So they're trying to put together this idea that it's rampant, that it's out of control, and that all these things are happening, and these people are getting together at gun shows, and they're just trading firearms back and forth, and they're selling it willy-nilly. They're just creating a false narrative, as we've seen them do in other cases.
Well, this is true, and then he also talked about having to put regulations on the gun manufacturers because they were exempt from being sued. That is absolutely not true, and as a matter of fact, the last legislation that opened that up wide open so you could sue a gun company was the Obama administration, of which Joe Biden, I do believe, was the vice president of, was he not?
That's right.
Yeah. Because gun manufacturers do not have total immunity when it comes to being sued over something pertaining to a gun. They can be sued, blued, and tattooed by anybody that wants to do it.
Well, that's true. Exactly.
So, once again, Joe Biden lied.
Well, and he's getting pretty comfortable at doing that. You know, he's lying about the Georgia voting laws. These kinds of things. And they find, Captain, that they're just going to go out and say these things because they know, number one, a lot of people, a lot of their target audience is only going to get their news from social media. It's never going to be
or ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC. And again, anybody doing that, you're a moron. Get off those channels. They're
right,
not telling you the truth.
Well, exactly, yeah, and they're counting on the idea that there's not going to be a legitimate counter-argument or revealing of the truth like you're talking about right here as to what exactly really does go on at gun shows. They're not counting on that from many in the mainstream media and certainly across social media.
Well, again, you know you're in trouble when the President of the United States says that no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. But here we go with the rest of this. Part of what he did yesterday was to talk about ghost guns and to stop the manufacture of ghost guns. Well, ghost guns are anything that a person builds on their own, which I've even built a ghost gun or two in my time. The last thing I built was a .22 rifle or marksmanship shooting that I did. I used to go and shoot at competitive events back in my younger days. But I put that weapon together myself. It was a ghost gun. It was not registered. It didn't have to be for what I was doing. But it comes with a kit. I got the kit. I fully assembled it. I did it legally because it was legal for me to do that. It created a functional firearm, a single-shot 22 caliber rifle. Single shot, because that's what you use in competition, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have a serial number. Now, Biden wants the ghost law provision closed because ghost guns are showing up at criminal scenes and it's becoming this and the other. No, they're not. You can't even count on your hand the number of weapons that aren't registered that show up anywhere.
Well, right. And, of course, Captain, the idea, they're trying to create this impending doom of ghost guns because, number one, they can't be traced, so they have no serial number. But yet, Captain, the Biden border policy has created a situation where many, many people are coming mm-hmm. through that could even be involved with terrorism, and we have no way of tracing or knowing that they even came across the border.
I had lunch yesterday with a deputy police chief, with a captain in a police department, with a major in the state police, and with another colonel. We all had lunch. We do that a couple times a month, and we all met at a place, and we had our lunch, and we were talking about this there, and they just shook their heads and said, this is nuts. And by the way, one of them got a real kick out of this. Have you heard of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms?
That's right, the ATF.
Okay, not the AFT, as Joe Biden mentioned at least two, maybe three times in his speech when he talked about this gentleman that he was appointing, David Chipman, as the new director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, known as ATF. He called them the AFT, which there is such a thing, the American Federation of Teachers.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe Joe Biden was thinking of AFV, America's Funniest Videos, or something. Who knows what Joe Biden is thinking about when he makes these kinds of mistakes, not just once, misspeaking, but over and over.
Well, now, trust me, because when he called it the AFT instead of the ATF, he also added the Bureau of Alcopol.
Yes, that's right.
The Bureau of Alcopol in his gun control speech. It was the Bureau of Alcopol.
Well, again, this is now unfortunately becoming the norm for President Biden.
So let me bring this up to you in the audience because we're going to break. You'll have to excuse me, folks, if I'm just a bit resistant to trusting a mentally deficient man's view on guns. Thanks, but no thanks. End of story. Biden, you're a liar. You can't get over it. We know it. I can prove it. Guess what? Case closed. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more, and we're going to shift gears. And our Florida governor, boy, his A-game is in full swing right now. They are suing the federal government. Way to go.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A pair of medical experts testified at the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen, which damaged his brain and caused his heart to stop. Dr. Martin Tobin, a pulmonologist and critical care physician from the Chicago area, detailed his opinion about the cause of Floyd's death on May 25, 2020. Tobin said that Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck, back, and side played a factor in his death. He noted that Chauvin's knee remained on Floyd's neck for another 3 minutes after there was no oxygen left in his body. He also said that Floyd's leg movements during the arrest also indicated that he was experiencing a seizure. He also noted that Chauvin's other knee against his left side hampered his ability to breathe. The trial is expected to last a few more weeks. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. It is a Friday morning, and oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And they've been saving people a lot of money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your happy conservative American talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website and you can get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. And then, oh, by the way, they also can give you a rate on your homeowners and renters insurance. Now, the way it works in the insurance business is if you can bundle your homeowners policy or your renters policy with your automobile, you can save a boatload of money. And I'm serious. You can save a boatload of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, we were chatting during the break, and you wanted to bring something up.
Well, that's right. You know, especially with a subject matter as we started off with tonight, with President Biden's gun control speech, as it were. You know, some folks may be tuning in. They hear the opinions that are being expressed, but it's important to realize that what makes this show so special and why it is growing so fast is because it is really beyond an opinion program. It's really a news and opinion program. We work very hard double-checking everything that we're reporting on. And then, yes, of course, you know, begin to render opinions based on that. But I got to tell you, if you're just listening to Joe Biden's speech, you're not getting the whole story. And that's one of the reasons, especially with the captain and his experience in this very field. I mean, people listening in tonight, Captain, are getting quite, you know, the education, I think. And so, again, and by the way, it's not just about an opinion. It's about being Americans and conservatives first here on this program.
And the other thing is the American public are not buying what Joe Biden is selling. Because over half of the voters now rate everything that Joe Biden is doing as poor. Especially the number one issue, Kyle, right now, happens to be immigration. As far as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexican border continues, half of the voters say President Biden is doing a poor job of handling the immigration issues. As a matter of fact, the latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 14% of the voters rate Biden as excellent on his handling of issues related to immigration, and another 21% rate his handling of immigration is good. Now, then you've got 11% that say he's doing a fair job. However, half the country, 50%, rate his handling of immigration issues as poor, and that number is double where it was a month ago.
Yeah, that's astounding. Well, I'll tell you one person, Captain, who thinks that President Biden's doing a great job on the border, and that person is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She was quoted yesterday, I believe, as saying, quote, "The fact is, we're on a good path," she says, "at the border under the leadership of President Biden." She goes on to say, "It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there, because we're in a very bad situation under the Trump administration, or we're in a very bad situation under the Trump administration." What planet is Nancy Pelosi living on? How could we be on a good path at the border, Captain?
Let me just state a fact that came out yesterday about the people, the illegals that have come into this country since President Trump was no longer in office. It's the highest it's been in a decade, 10 years. The highest number of people, 450,000 people that they know of, have come across the border. They've been stopped. They've been cataloged. Most of them have been released into the society since Biden's been president. Some of them are camps. Not all of them are there, but some of them are over at a different military bases being held until they can be hooked up with a sponsor here in the United States. So, Nancy, next time they're supposed to put the Botox in your cheeks, not in your brain.
Right. But again, you know, it's going out and just out and out saying something that has no basis whatsoever. It's just demonstrably false. If anybody who saw the video, Captain, of the 5-year-old little boy knows we're not on a good path at the border, and that, by the way, the Biden administration has caused this mess.
And I will read the factual statement that's here. Again, this is a factual statement from the Department of Homeland Security. Illegal border encounters are the highest in a decade. Democrats, of course, all blame President Trump. Now, this is from a news story coming from Fox. Democrats all blame President Trump. And then Biden responded, "After sky-high border numbers were released, the truth of the matter is nothing has changed." And that's the story that came from Newsmax.
Well, nothing has changed, except for the fact that the Remain in Mexico policy has been rescinded. Joe Biden told everybody don't come in a very soft voice, but in a very loud voice, said, "But we'll do everything we can for you once you get here." I mean, it is so completely off the charts. And once again, Captain, I think one of the reasons why you have the poll numbers there about the astoundingly low numbers of people who think Biden's doing any kind of good job is because what's happening is I don't think it's coming from Biden. I don't think that he's sitting there behind the resolute desk, you know, coming up with his plans. These seem to be pre-made, prefabricated, left-wing ideas that he's just sort of a mouthpiece for.
And again, folks, you don't have to take my word for it on the gun regulations that you heard Biden talking about, the new executive orders that he put out there. Go and listen to his speech, and I'm going to play this again the next hour. Listen to what he had to say, okay, and then do your own fact check, and you'll find out everything he said was a lie. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Let's go with 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
All right, boss, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Biden, you can't fool Corleone. We don't want these illegals in here. I'm telling you, while you're talking about our guns over here, I wrote an executive order myself, and it says we're following the Constitution, and every man, woman, and child who's over 18 who is legal to carry a weapon is go get your gun, okay? Because Joe Biden has as much standing to write his executive order as I do, which is zero, okay? Because we have a Constitution that we're following here, okay? That's what we're doing in this country, no matter who's in charge. Joe Biden couldn't create a job if he wanted to. And we don't want these illegals bringing it up. Gates, where are you at, Bill Gates? Get the WHO over there. Why aren't you selling how that's the stupidest thing that I've ever seen in my life, to bring illegals with sickness and disease into this country, okay? But you want your cheap labor because you're a fraud and you're an unholy piece of crap like the President of the United States, Joe Biden, a disaster. Stand up for your country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, and stand up for your voting rights. Where's Pennsylvania going back? You can't go. I was born in the Bronx. You have to have a valid ID. You can get your weed card and your driver's license. You can bring your ID, your valid ID, and vote for the President of the United States. Let's get to work and save the country, please.
All right, and what Todd says is absolutely true. In order to buy marijuana, you got to have photo ID, or at least ID to prove who you are.
Well, right. And he said something else, too, about the Biden administration allowing people to come across the border, and they may be infected with COVID.
That's true.
Well, they can come across the border, go anywhere they want in our country, evidently, but we can't have kids, like, go to school because they might have COVID.
Well, the kids are not tested for COVID until they get into one of these areas where they're being held, and then they get tested, and then that's when they find out, uh-oh, they came in. All right, let me get real quick to what I promised to talk about. It looks like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will have another group to sue as YouTube censored him for challenging the COVID-19 roundtable lockdown consensus that YouTube has. He made a comment in there, and they didn't like that, so now they're censoring him. But I will also tell you that Florida also yesterday brought lawsuits against the cruise ban by the Biden administration. It said, hey, man, it's time to let us get on our ships. By midsummer, by July at the very latest, we're almost at herd immunity. By the way, we are at 75% to 80% of where we need to be for herd immunity right now.
Well, that's right. And, of course, what I think the Florida governor is wanting to do is make sure that, you know, again, people make their living by doing this. This is an entire industry, and it's an industry, I'm sure, that is in where we are now with the virus, not where maybe where we were then, but where we are now. They have ways, of course, of creating safe environments and having protocols and these kinds of things. But again, otherwise, it will simply be indefinitely. So maybe this will get the ball rolling.
Yeah, and by the way, here comes the music. So, folks, we're going to get out of the way here, let the break take its natural course here, about 3 minutes, and then we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kind of an interesting report tonight, I might add, with the weather. It's changing out there. Cold weather coming across, meeting the warm weather, and you know what that means. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Yes, indeedy, and that's my flagship station, and I didn't cut that off in time, so people on the network are going to go, who are you? But anyway, I'm in Tampa, and everybody else around the country is around the country. And by the way, hello, Denver. We had somebody from Denver chime in a few minutes ago here on the sidebar. Sent me a direct message, so hello to you. And I believe your name was Phil, so hello, Phil. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J's. Now, Pilot have the travel centers. Flying J's have the truck stops, and they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. You'll find them just about everywhere and anywhere. So when you're traveling out there on the highways and byways, make sure you look for one. Pull on in there, and if you're on the Third Watch, tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I just told you that if you stopped in there and said you were listening to me talk about them on the radio, you'd get a free cup of coffee, and that's true. Now, here's the rest of the story. Join the Drivers Club. Get points for buying the fuel you get there. Get points for buying the food you get there and the supplies in the trucker store. And if you're an RVer, join the RV club. They've got one of those too. And you can even get involved in the fuel program they have there and start saving a bunch of money on the purchase of your fuel. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets. Alrighty, and we're going to get fired up right now. A little AC/DC. Shoot the thrill. AC/DC, Shoot the Thriller. That's on the movie. And by the way, Kyle, in the background was the movie trailer that was showing some of the scenes. And that was Gwyneth Paltrow that just told Tony to go get him, pal.
That's right. Yeah, that's Iron Man 2. That song was used in as well. It created, they made a pretty good video out of that as well as being in the movie.
Yeah, and I got to thank the person that sent me that. Got to thank the person that sent me that. That was a good pick. But next hour we got something else coming in there. It'll be an oldie but goodie that I've also had a request for. Well, you know, if you don't like the weather, sit around, wait till the next night, and we'll tell you about the changes. So here we go. Severe storms still in the deep south. Couple of tornadoes possible. Critical fire weather threats in the plains, and bitter cold weather coming down into the upper 48 first from Alaska. So be prepared. It's on the way. Now, a cold front will renew threats for severe storms from the Arctic region in the deep south. Storms may produce damaging winds, large and damaging hail, and a couple of tornadoes, and heavy rain that could cause flash flooding wherever that heavy rain occurs. Now, fire weather threats remain critical in the southwest, intermountain west, and into the plains. Arctic air and strong winds are going to be dipping down from Alaska, and are going to start bringing bitter wind chill factors to the northwest probably tomorrow night. And go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, I was just simply going to say, you're absolutely right about that. Yep.
All right, your turn.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Well, we're going to start off in Montana tonight, Captain. We do have a lake wind advisory. This is going to be north of Billings, north of I-94 in the northeast part of Montana. And as you were mentioning, Captain, about the temperatures, we are seeing some cold temperatures there, 33 in Missoula, 30 degrees in Bozeman right now there in Montana. We do have a winter weather advisory. This is be south of Billings as you head down I-90 into the northern part of Wyoming. So you've got that to contend with. That's going to go down through the Bighorn National Forest, just a little north of Buffalo, Wyoming. So be aware of that. And that's also going to stretch over, and the captain will tell you more about what's happening in North Dakota, South Dakota, right next door there. As we travel down I-25, we're looking at fire weather warnings near Pueblo, Colorado. This is also in the southwestern corner of the state. That's going to dip down into New Mexico, in Santa Fe, Albuquerque area. So if you're coming across I-40, which is historic Route 66 right there, of course, you're also going to have that fire weather warning all the way down into the southeastern corner of New Mexico. Middle of Utah, this is going to be east of the 15. As you come across I-70 through areas like Green River right there, you're going to still have a fire weather warning there in Utah tonight. Wind advisory in Southern California. I think this wind advisory is supposed to expire pretty soon, early on Friday morning, but we still have that happening out there in the San Bernardino area, Hesperia. As you come along the 15 freeway, be careful of that. And we still have that freeze warning. Been on the map now for three nights in a row up in Medford and Grants Pass, Oregon, Captain.
All righty, we'll start out in Rapid City, South Dakota, because you got a winter storm watch. There's definitely weather conditions that are going to be changing rapidly during the course of the day. You look out for snow in the Rapid City area, which will take you over into South Dakota along I-90. But up on I-94, we have unsettled weather conditions there from the Canadian border. First of all, the western part of North Dakota, all the way down to the I-90 Montana area. And it'll probably be most of the way across the state, as we do have changing weather conditions, windy conditions, colder temperatures coming in, and as the cold and the warmth gets together, I don't need to tell you what's going to happen, but up there, it looks like because of the moisture in the air, it could be snow. So, same thing for South Dakota, about half of South Dakota. Now, moving on down into Texas, down below Lubbock, down to Midland, and across I-20 from the Pecos I-10 split. We have got unsettled weather conditions and windy conditions down there. We could have some storms developing, but certainly over in the northeastern corner of Texas, up I-30, into Arkansas, into Louisiana, across I-20, up I-30, and I-20 and I-35 in Texas. And then we could, as far as Little Rock, Arkansas, see some really rough weather as the sun comes up and the temperatures go up today. There's colder temperatures mixing with warmer temperatures, and that is going to produce a problem. Now, we still have flooding in central and northern parts of Mississippi, as well as the eastern part of Arkansas, as well as the central part of Tennessee, also in Alabama, up to the northern part of Alabama, north of Huntsville. There's some reported flooding conditions there. Now, up in Minnesota tonight, we've got fog. So George and the crew up there in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Kyle, are going to have to deal with some heavy fog up there, also up towards Duluth and out west of the central part of Wisconsin. We've got fog there. If you're coming up I-35, you'll have it south of the cities, and you'll have it east of the cities and north if you're going that way. By the way, we also have on Lake Michigan tonight a gale warning with looks like the possibility for some sort of precipitation developing off the lake, because, again, we've got the temperatures that are changing as we speak. And then down here in the peninsula of Florida from about Pensacola, well, a little bit further east in Pensacola, maybe over by where Frank lives, Navarre, over to western end of Alabama on I-10. We do have some windy conditions down there. So that's what we're looking at tonight in terms of the weather. Just be careful, guys and gals, going out there, because remember, weather can change, and I suspect over the weekend we may be looking at some white stuff in a lot of the northern part of the country there, Kyle.
Yes, that's exactly right, and so we're keeping an eye on that.
Yep. Now, here comes the music. Don't forget the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Closest to you, truck on in there, tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me on the radio. Get yourself your free cup of coffee and then become a member of the Drivers Club. All right, we're coming back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.